program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's October 25th, 2022. It's a Tuesday for those of you who are just waking up and wiping the sleepies out of your eyes. Dave Krieger with you. So good to see you and hear you, and of course you can see us if you dial us up on Rumble and Brighteon. We are now appearing in video, and we've got Richard Raines with us. And, of course, Richard is also in the video, which is a good thing because it's always nice when you can see people and talk to people. And, of course, the phone lines are open, 844. You know what the number is, right? 769-2944. And, of course, the topic is Finding Washington, Why America Needs to Rediscover the Virtues of Her Most Essential Founding Father. And that's George W. as in Washington, not George W. as in Bush. I think a lot of these people Richard Raines, have forgotten what the Constitution is and how important Washington was in the process of developing it. Now they want to cancel culture, our founding fathers, out of the equation. Obviously, we have a lot of listeners that agree with what I just said, and if they don't agree with it, they have the power of free speech where they can pick up the phone and call and get in on the discussion. So welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be with you again.
So what we're looking at here is this cultural decline, these people that think that they want to put their savior is their government and not Lord God Almighty. And I mean, the thing is that our founding fathers founded this country based on Christian principles. And I know you're going to enlighten us on this.
For sure. And it's interesting, Dave, that you say that. And this... You know, as a historian, this certainly provokes the ire of people that hate this country. So what you're seeing is you're seeing this systematic attack. And look, this sounds conspiratorial, but it's only a conspiracy if it's not true. But you have a minority, I believe. I don't know if that's just me, you know, trying to, you know, be positive about this, but you have a minority of people in this country that hate who we are and would like to systematically deconstruct all of the things that make us uniquely American and then replace it with this leftist, godless utopia that they think would solve all of the world's ills. But you cannot deconstruct Christian ethic, not Christian theology necessarily, but you cannot deconstruct Christian ethic from the fabric of who America is, because the people that you know wrote the Magna Carta, that the president that penned the Emancipation Proclamation, the men that got together and wrote the Constitution, that wrote our founding documents, the men that wrote about the Revolution, Thomas Paine, all of these people, they wrote, and Thomas Paine was a deist, he wasn't a Christian. But he had a Christian ethic. So the idea that the ethics that founded this country and the foundational worldview of the people that wrote the founding documents was from a Christian perspective. That's why when you have a godless nation, it's very difficult to reconcile the U.S. Constitution, with this godlessness that seems to be so pervasive. Potentially not as pervasive as we think. It's just the godless people have the microphone, so to speak. But certainly you can't do it. So since you can't reconcile our current system of government with godlessness, what you have to do then is you have to deconstruct it. And so that's essentially what's taking place right now. And they've been doing it in the public schools for several generations now. Finally, I think Americans are becoming more wise to what's happening in the public schools. And listen, it's not the public school teachers. It's not the individual teacher. It's not at that level. It's much higher than that, the people that set the standards and write the textbooks. And so so I think we're getting wise to it, and now you have a full-on a full-on battle for the soul of America. Unfortunately, I think that a lot of Americans are looking to Washington to solve this problem, but I don't know that I can say it emphatically enough that if you are looking to Washington to solve these problems, then you are looking in the wrong place. And so that's really sort of what the book is about. It's about a lack of virtue in our culture, and how do we rediscover the virtues that are so intricately tied to our success as Americans. And I use George Washington as an example of that, Dave.
Well, and that's appreciated, too, because we need to get back to our roots, and our roots is with our founding fathers. Now, folks, for those of you who don't know, Richard Raines is a professor of Christian theology, Christian history, and world religions. He is a former CEO, so he's been at the front end of business to understand the mindset we're dealing with here. The Christian principles this country was founded on are ingrained in what we do. You don't work, you don't eat. You work with the labor of your hands, that which is pleasing unto the Lord. He was also a former elected commissioner in the state of Georgia. So this too, because of the fact that he served the people. He did the will of we the people, not the other way around. He didn't do his own will. He obviously ran for public office, so he is very plugged in and understands the mindset of what the duties of an elected official are. And I think when, Richard, when we get away from the situation about the realization of where this country was, I mean, people came here on a boat, and they had to use the labor of their hands to build houses, log cabins, toil the field. They didn't have a John Deere tractor they could just fire up. I mean, they had a horse and plow, horse and buggy. I mean, they had to make all of this stuff with the labor of their hands. I think today's generation, which probably is the most affected, and this has been a generational problem. You know, our parents, I think, were, and I may be dating myself here, folks, because both my parents are gone. In fact, all four of them are, because I was adopted and I knew all of my parents. So the part of the bigger part of the problem is their philosophy was different from our philosophy, and it's been slowly diluted as time passed, and we have to keep reminding ourselves and pinching ourselves to go back in time and understand, which is why I find U.S. history so fascinating. A lot of people don't. They dismiss it. And I think it's just part of the cancel culture, don't you?
I do. And it's I think it's back to that original statement that I made about this concentrated effort to deconstruct anything that is uniquely American and replace it with this godless utopian idea that everything is tolerated except intolerance. That's the reason religion has to go, because religion makes a stand, right? Christianity makes a stand that you know, Jesus is the only way to heaven. Islam makes a stand that you have to believe in the prophet, right? So religion has to go. Particularly Christianity has to go, because Christianity is the most practiced religion in the world, and it's the most practiced religion in America. So I think it just goes back to that original statement that I made, that you're seeing this, what might have been a semi-organized effort by godless people is now a philosophy that has been adopted by the national media, by many people who are in government leadership, by the celebrity culture that exists that is so appealing to this next generation, that all have just adopted this godless mindset to deconstruct what makes us American. And it looks like, Dave, to some extent they're winning, but I maintain that they're not, because the average person, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, the average person in this country would agree with what you and I say about where things are headed. And I think that the way that the deconstructionists keep us divided is making us think it's all about politics. If they can keep us separated into either liberals and conservatives, or they can keep us divided into Republicans or Democrats, then they can keep us from having legitimate American dialogue with one another. And so I think that the division, the political divisions, are a farce to keep them in power and to keep us quiet. And that sounds so conspiratorial. It sounds like I should have my own talk show where I just rant at the screen the whole time about conspiracy theorists and, you know, wear a tinfoil hat. But again, it's only a conspiracy if it's not true. And you have a really hard time convincing me that it's not true, that there's not a concerted effort to deconstruct who we are as Americans.
Well, the bigger problem is like during 2020, we saw all these riots in all these cities. Oh, it's just a peaceful protest, and let's bond all these people out so they can just go do it again. That's all part of the deconstruct, but a majority of these people that were doing all this were the generation below us, not the ones above us, not our forefathers. They were the ones that are coming in here that think they're entitled to all of that. They don't want to work for it. They just want to sit idly by. I mean, I hate to you know, be the bearer of bad news for these people, but they're totally in a very bad place right now, and they don't even know it. I think that's the definition of woke. But aside from that, with Washington and everything he did, I know that this country, the founding fathers, labored and slaved away. And speaking of slaves, you know, the other side is going to use that too. Jefferson had slaves and Washington had slaves and they were no better off than that's all part of the deconstruct, isn't it?
It is. And so it's what it is. It's an attempt to take the moral high ground is what it is. And that's what typically you try to do in an argument. I do address Washington as a slave owner in the book, and I don't give Washington any credit. Washington owned slaves. I think slavery is deplorable. I just can't imagine finding a person that thinks slavery was a good idea. Today, you go to anybody on the street and they'd say, well, you know, slavery is horrible. So we're not defending slavery. But what the point I try to make in the book, I make several points about slavery in the book. So the first point is George Washington owned slaves and he failed himself. He failed his slaves and he failed future Americans by not finding a solution for it because Washington came to believe that slavery was wrong. To a large extent, he was a man of his time, where slavery was ingrained in not just the culture, but in the economic culture of the day. And it was throughout the history of humanity, there has been slavery. For as long as humans have figured out that you could enslave someone else to do work for free, there has been slavery in the world. So the transatlantic slave trade and bringing Africans to North America is not the penultimate example of slavery, because slavery has existed for as long as we can record history. But Washington, to some extent, was a man of his time. But here's what I say, Dave, and I try to keep it simple here, is that, okay, so if your position is that if a founding father owned slaves, then we are going to remove any evidence that that founding father existed. We're going to wipe them off the face of the earth because they owned slaves. Okay, if we're going to do that, Dave, then let's do it. But let's be clear that if we are going to do it, then we're really going to do it. So if you're a purveyor of internet pornography, if you watch it, if you like it, if you think it's okay, there are 24 million people currently involved in the sex slave trade, women and children in the sex slave trade in the world, and it makes up a considerable amount of internet pornography. So, to get rid of the founding fathers because of slavery, then you have to get rid of your computer. You have to tear down Google. You have to tear down Microsoft. You have to tear down all the technology companies that support it. You have to completely get rid of any technology that might benefit from it. What about China? There are currently 3.8 million human beings enslaved in China. If we're gonna cancel all the founding fathers, then anything in your home or in your yard that was manufactured or has parts in it from China, you need to drag it out in the front yard. You need to set fire to it today, and you need to demand that the United States stop trading with China. So if we're gonna do that, we're gonna do it, right? You're gonna stop trading with Angola, with the Congo, with the West African countries. You're gonna stop trading with all of the African nations where the Africans rounded up other Africans and sold them to Europeans. We're going to stop trading with those nations, and we're going to cancel everything in the world that had ever touched anything to do with slavery. We either do it or we don't do it. Now, of course, no one's going to do that. We're just going to pick and choose the founding fathers that we want to get rid of, because the goal is not to get rid of a slave owner. The goal is to deconstruct anything that perpetuates the idea of American exceptionalism, or this idea of this unique American virtue and American ethic that has made the world a better place. And so Washington did come to see slavery as wrong, but he never did anything about it. And so I think to that degree, Washington failed, because certainly this country would be a lot better off if our founding fathers would have dealt with slavery instead of making Republicans fight a war against Democrats to free the slaves. And so that's kind of my take on slavery, Dave.
Well, there's slavery as it relates to Washington. No, I mean I get all of this, Richard. And the thing that bothers me the most, this government is out to totally tear apart the family unit. And I don't even want to use the word nuclear family or the 2.5 or whatever the case may be. This whole thing is about tearing the family apart, about promoting individualism. This is Marxism clearly on its face. We have a president now that is like literally no filter, that she was 12, I was 30. I mean, now you're going, whoa, 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 whoa. No wonder you're promoting the sex slave trade. No wonder you're letting all these cartels bring all these migrants across the border, half of them who are in worse than indentured servitude. And you're promoting it. They are promoting it. This government is promoting it. This, I would think, is really why that America is not in a good place, is because of the leadership that is in power right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Look, you've got Jeffrey Epstein's purchasing agent essentially in prison. And I guarantee you the FBI probably knows what you had for breakfast this morning, Dave. But we can't find out. Clients are. Do we really, Dave? Look, I've never been accused.
I want that black book.
Like, I've never been accused of being the smartest guy in the room, right? I'm a redneck from South Georgia. Grew up in a mobile home park. And, you know, you can take a boy out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of a boy. So I've never been the smartest guy in the room. But I'm smart enough to know that the reason we don't know where that little black book is because if we were to get that little black book and read it, we would see that the people that we've been trusting to lead us for decades have been her best customers. And so, yeah, we have a problem. We certainly have a problem. But I don't think the solution, Dave, is a top-down solution. And that's really the point that I try to make in the book, is that we can't rely on godless people to develop a godly ethic. We can't rely on non-virtuous people to suddenly start displaying virtue. It has to start with us. And when I say that, what I mean is that, let's just take integrity, for example. Integrity is one of the most predominant virtues that Washington displayed, this wholeness of character where he wasn't divided. He knew the right thing to do and he did it. Not all the time, because he wasn't perfect. He wasn't Jesus, right? He was George Washington. But as a general rule, George Washington, if he knew the right thing, he did the right thing. And that's what integrity is. So, Dave, in 2 weeks when you and I go to the ballot box, if we have the opportunity to choose a candidate of integrity, I'm telling Americans in this book that you stop choosing people based on party ideology and you start choosing people of integrity. When you want to, when the board of directors is choosing a CEO for a company, choose integrity first. If you're in a position to hire people for a company, choose integrity first. If you're in a position to want to move up the ladder in a company, then become that person of integrity. And if we will begin to value integrity as everyday average Americans, if we will begin to value it, then the people who want to be in power will begin to value it. Because if you want to be in power, you have to have integrity. You see where I'm going with this? If we adopt integrity and character and leadership, servant leadership and empathy and courage and hope, if we adopt those things and the people that lead us in the business world and in politics, if we make those important, then it will become important to get those positions. We can start changing things from the ground up. That's the only way it's going to happen. Otherwise, we're going to see the decline of our society, which I think, unfortunately, as a historian, I can tell you, has already begun. Not to say we can't turn it around, but we are witnessing the decline of our civilization unless we do something differently, Dave.
All right. So now Washington, of course, didn't have to deal with CRT, which our parents are now having to deal with CRT, or in a sense, because of the fact that, you know, we live in a world dominated by Satan. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So, you know, when we look at stuff like this, I mean, Washington, he had that kind of thing going on. He was tormented all during his leadership, even when he was leading troops across the Delaware. I mean, he was tormented.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the question we have to ask ourselves is what would our founding fathers think if they were able to fast forward in time and get here? I think that if they saw what's happening, they would immediately go back and change most of what they did, because they could not imagine that the system they created would produce the godlessness that it produced. And listen, some of our founding fathers were scum suckers. Listen, as much as I appreciate Thomas Jefferson was not a good person. He wasn't a Christian. He wrote the Jefferson Bible, which essentially took the New Testament, took all the miracles out of it, and said, "Here's your Bible." Had an affair with Sally Hemings, a slave, and I don't know how you say he didn't rape his slave. So I'm not saying Thomas Jefferson was a picture of virtue, but even the Jeffersons of that day had enough of a Christian ethic to understand right from wrong, and to understand what values and what morals need to be prevalent in a society for that society to be successful. And I'm defining success not just economic success, but social and moral success, and to be a peaceful society. And so certainly they had their own problems morally to deal with. And the way that they dealt with them was they doubled down on virtue and morality. And that's the only way we're going to fix the problems in our society. And that's where I'm always going to start there. That's just where I'm going to start. I just don't think fixing the economy fixes morality. I don't think electing someone that might agree with me on gun control, which is extremely important to a redneck like me, is going to necessarily fix the moral problem. I think it's having a revival of virtue that's going to do it, Dave.
All right, there you go. Finding Washington by Richard Raines. And we also, you have a video out as well, and we're going to include that in our email blast link. But, you know, if you don't subscribe, you don't get. So you need to go to the Power Hour and subscribe to get our video link, Finding Washington by Richard Raines. It is the book, Why America Needs to Rediscover the Virtues of Her Most Essential Founding Father. We need that kick in the teeth. We need that history lesson. Richard, thank you so much for joining us here on the Power Hour.
Dave, thank you so much for having me, and thanks for what you're doing, my friend.
And God bless you, too, for all the work you do. Thank you, sir. We're going to be back after the break with news and your phone calls after this. Stay with us.
ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, of course, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you have anything that you want to chime in on that's bugging you. Again, I go back to Dave in New York. Thank you so much for your call. I get your concern. This is all part of that virtue that Richard Raines was just talking about that America needs to get back to. Because I see this. I had conversations with my wife about this morning, and we're looking at the media. We're looking at all these activists and these protesters, and they're all young people. And they all think that it's okay to have abortion. Well, I'll tell you, if they all put their faith in government and they do what government tells them, they would go out and get jab number one, jab number two, booster number one, booster number two, booster number three, and the hits just keep on coming. And they wouldn't need to worry about getting pregnant because their pregnancy would be terminated because of these mRNA jabs. And you have to look at the fact that we have been monitoring these statistics on this show. We've had James Thorpe and other doctors on the show that have said, this is a problem. We're seeing menstrual cycles extended for long periods of time, bleeding from postmenopausal women. That doesn't make sense. Stillborns, miscarriages, birth defects. And you want to talk about being put through hell. Having an unhealthy child born in a circumstance that you cannot afford to manage because of either mental mindset, spiritual mindset. The child might as well have been abandoned at a fire station for all it matters. And this is a big problem we have in America because these young kids, if their mothers thought the same way they did, they wouldn't be here protesting because mommy would have aborted them. And see, that's this big catch-22 cycle that's going on right now, and that's part of the mindset that's destroying America, that's destroying the nuclear family. And then you've got this transgender thing that's going on right now. And, you know, it's one thing to keep it in your house or keep it in the adult realm, but then to turn around and put it in the kid's face and glorify it and have the kid go up and put a dollar in the tranny's G-string, it just boggles the conscience of where these people's heads are at. And you wonder why crime is the way it is because all of these people out there, and a majority of them are not elderly people going out and committing the crime. And they let them out like turnstiles right out of the prisons, cashless, you know, no bail, bail reform. And they're back out in society, and you got the guy that, like in Dallas, killed those two maternity ward nurses before a good cop showed up and shot him to keep him from doing any more harm than he already had, killing two maternity ward nurses at Dallas's Methodist Hospital. And you're looking at stuff like this, and they just let them right out. The guy was on parole for aggravated robbery. And it's like when you do this, you don't teach them anything. You give them a license to go out and do it again. They say, hey, I pushed the envelope once. I can do it again. They're not going to touch me. I can steal $975 every single day of the year, and they're not going to prosecute. You see, this is a big problem we have in America right now, is because all of these young people, either they don't have a parent, the parents didn't raise them right. Parents didn't teach them what the value of a dollar was. But see, to even promote the value of the dollar, you start putting your faith in that. It's hard work. And what do you get as a result of hard work? We have to have a standard of value in the country in order to give anything any value at all. Otherwise, why work? And it goes back to the old saying that when you get stuff just handed to you, you don't appreciate it. When you have to go out and work for it, whole different story. You learn to appreciate it. You learn to take care of it. If you had to go out and you had to buy something, you would take care of it. Well, at least the majority of you would. But you see, this is the mindset that Richard Raines and I were talking about in this last segment, about the virtue. And the thing is that he's right about the fact that we need to do this based on the community. The community needs to rise up. We cannot solve DC's problems other than, and I know that, you know, he said vote. I've always said the same thing. Vote for the person. Vote for the integrity. Do not vote the party line. Well, and everybody's going, yeah, Dave, but if I vote the party line, or if I don't vote the party line, the greater of the two evils is going to get in. Look, if you got to look at the world and look at this country as the lesser of two evils or the greater of two evils, it's still evil. It's the way it is. In your face. And they're in your face. Every time we turn around, they're in your face. And of course, Elon, the everywhere, has become a threat to the political structure. Oh, they can't take Elon. Elon has done, you know, a substantial amount. It's amazing what money can buy, right? It can buy fame. It can buy Twitter. I would just love it if Elon Musk bought Twitter and just shut it down. Have you been to Twitter lately to see the garbage that gets posted on there and the responses that people and how they treat each other? See, this is part of our problem. Social media is the bigger problem. And see, the left knows how to use it. those who, even if you discount the left, those who are of evil, ill repute, that are working for the other side, that are not godly, that are not aligning themselves with what our founding fathers took into consideration when they founded this country. Those are the ones I'm talking about that are the problem. Now, can mommy and daddy prevent the generation below them, which are their children and their children's children, from falling into that trap? They can. One is by not supporting drag shows. You mommies and daddies that go out there and take your kids to see these drag shows, your nuclear family is already destroyed. That child is going to grow up and it's going to do some pretty heinous things. Because once their mind is warped, that precious little mind, you can't undo that. They've already seen it. They've been exposed. It's like a virus. They've been exposed to this stuff. They rebel. They run away. They get kidnapped. They get turned into sex slaves. And this is how everything Richard just said about the slave trade. And here you have an administration in Washington, D.C. that is promoting it. They allow it. I was 12. She was 30. Yeah. Was it a Freudian slip? Was it a slip of a demented person? Or was it a slip from a pedophile? We got to wonder whether or not he really truly is a pedophile. And this is just a furtherance of his activity. I mean, we already have a diary out there from a daughter who said, "Daddy took showers with me and did inappropriate things." Wow. You see, and nobody's paying attention to that. Now, we're all too worried about embellishing and self-aggrandizing, and I'm talking about the hallowed halls of Congress. And last time I remember, the hallowed halls of Congress was owned by we the people. I think that our leaders have forgotten that fact. And they're all, you know, and like I said, there may be 50 out of the 535 that are not self-serving, that actually give a damn about us and this country. But then you got the FDA turning around promoting anal condoms, and what's that all about? Let's have a little biblical thought process going on here. That's why I included it in the email blast, and you can read this and understand where the conscience of America is drifting towards. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Romans 1. You see, it was all forecast. The Apostle Paul and everybody else in the New Testament knew this. They knew we were going to devolve. We knew, and St. John the Divine, even in the book of Revelation, who said, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day." What's the Lord's Day, you may ask? The day that God does the judging. And he saw these things. He had a dream. And here we are all using religion to interpret what we think it means. You see, most of us, I don't think, will be around if and when the entire book of Revelation plays itself out. Now, with that, there's a caveat. The caveat is there's a lot of you out there that think we're in mid-tribulation. There's enough reason for you to be given that thought process. I understand you see the persecution going on. You see the Christian church under attack. You see pastors literally turning a blind eye to the truth. You see other pastors getting persecuted because they chose to espouse the truth. That's the big thing. And then you have a government that operates in a very sinister manner. And again, not anti-government. Governments are necessary. This country was founded on sound government. When you have a government that's not sound, you have the right to replace that government. That is what's in the Constitution. We're the only nation in the world that is still great because we have a Constitution. The one I took an oath to. The one all veterans and people serving in our police forces took an oath to. You got to look at the amount of money that a cop makes. And you got to look at the officers they just buried in Bristol, Connecticut. You know, this is a sad state of affairs. When you talk about the evildoers in America that we spoke of, these people are reprobates. And you can only just continue to pray and serve those within your community, because that and your vote is what's going to make a difference here. Now, moving along to another subject, thanks to Phil in Florida, we have some links that we're going to provide you with on our email blast. And once again, the phone lines are open if you want to sneak a call in. 844-769-2944. We still have a few minutes left of the show. We are providing you with links to the redpilldocumentary.com and jameshfetzer.org about the American assassination and strange death of Senator Paul Wellstone, whose plane had already crashed at this time 20 years ago today. And you've got to wonder, we're talking about EMP. Yeah, that little electromagnetic pulse. Now, just imagine how this works. Whether it was a bomb on the plane, whether or not an electrical charge from the ground took it out, there were too many things that were not investigated, including sabotage, or the illicit use of a military-grade weapon to take out an elected official currently serving in the Senate for the state of Minnesota after being warned by then-Vice President Dick Cheney, either toe the line or else. So you have to wonder who gave the order. Is it a conspiracy theory, or do we have enough proof? The FBI was all nicey-nice. I mean, you watched these two videos. I did. I wanted to refresh my mind, and thanks, Phil, for providing those. There are too many unanswered questions about what happened to Paul Wellstone and his wife and his daughter and their staff and the pilots. There's just too many unanswered questions. And see, that's what conspiracy theories are made of. But when the evidence starts to point in the direction that there was something rotten, afoul, and the threats were made, well, Dick Cheney, he's not around anymore to answer to that, is he? So some of those deep, dark secrets, as deep and as dark as the CBS secret of who played the voice on Mr. Ed, who played the horse's voice, Wilbur. We don't know. deep, dark CBS secret. Same with this. Same with the assassination. Anytime there's an assassination. But look at TWA Flight 800. How many people saw a missile take off from the Brookhaven Labs out on Long Island? Huh. And you got to wonder about the flight manifest on TWA Flight 100. Who was on that plane? Same one that got taken down in Charlotte, North Carolina years ago. The little small Embraer got tanked and crashed on the runway. There were apparently a couple of executives on board that were going to testify against Dow Chemical about an asbestos problem. You have to wonder why all those things happen. You think they happened for a reason? You think it was just happenstance? Hard to say. That's why we call them conspiracy theories. Eddie in Missouri, what do you think?
Got to talk about voting. My brother went to the polls. Kansas City, Missouri is allowing early voting with driver's license and
okay.
So you got
to show an ID.
Yeah.
Good. All right. That's a start.
Yeah. He was there real early, and the ballot number he got was 1,600. There hadn't been just a very few people live there yet, but there was already over 1,000.
And that was early voting? That was the start of early voting, and he got a ballot that was numbered 1,600, and the polls had just opened. And now you're saying this was the first day of early voting?
Yes, the first few minutes of it.
Ah, okay. Well, 1,600, there's a question for the election supervisor. And what county was this in? Was this in Jackson, Clay, Platt? Where was it?
Clay County.
Clay County. All right. That's where KCXL is in Liberty. All right.
Yeah. At the Clay County Annex.
Ah, okay. So the annex. Now, in other words, there might have been some ballots that were cast at the main, there were other stations where people could cast ballots besides the annex, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's possible. This is a question, a logical question, Eddie, that you could ask your supervisor of elections. As I'm just kind of curious, you know, my brother went and voted, and here's this ballot. It was marked 1,600. Were there other ballots that randomly, did it just start at like 1,500 or 1,600, or did it actually start at one and these ballots were distributed to other places in the system? You know, because we're all about election integrity here, right? And get him to agree. And let him explain it. I mean, there's got to be a valid, reasonable explanation, because, see, the thing that would bother me, Eddie, is if he said, I don't have an explanation for you, no comment. You know, if I heard something like that, I'd think, okay, there is something rotten in Denmark going on here.
Very good. It kind of tripped a red flag for me. I didn't know how to go about it.
No, I would call the supervisor of elections for Clay County, Missouri, and just have a little casual conversation. Don't take the defensive. Don't be belligerent. Just say, look, I'm trying to figure this out. I talked to a guy and he said that I suggested I call you, and because you probably have a handle on this and you know what's going on, because I'm not in your position. You have position of power and you basically are entrusted with our fair and honest election. And so I just got a question about the numbering of the ballots, and this is what we saw. And is that normal? I mean, is there something that I need to be worried about? Is there a discrepancy here? Is somebody, you know, stuffing ballots? I mean, what's going on? Why is this ballot numbered 1,600 and the polls just open at the annex? Were 1 through 1,500 put somewhere else? You know, that's what I would just, you know, in a very logical sense, very respectfully, sir, can you explain it to me, what's going on? You know, without being accusatory, just ask him. Because if he says, no, I'm not going to talk to you, and hangs up, then I would have reason to be suspicious. Then I might call the sheriff. Say, Sheriff, I think we have a problem. The guy hung up on me. I was trying to get a decent answer. I was trying to be civil. Can you meet me at the supervisor of elections office? I want to talk to this guy, and I want a straight answer. Maybe they'll send a deputy out. You never know, Eddie. That would be something else if you uncovered a scam going on. God forbid we would have another 2020 here, right?
Right. Very well, good.
We appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Stay safe.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. Once again, and we've only got a couple of minutes left. I love it when, you know, people get involved. This is where we make a difference. We're talking about community. Richard Raines and I were talking about community. He was all talking about that grassroots. You may not be able to change the mindset of those people in D.C., but you sure can change the mindset of the people in your community, the people you come in contact with, especially when you walk in love. When you're nice to people and you say, look, I got a question. How come the ballot numbers, when the polls open the first day, start out at 1,600? Where are the other 1,599? Do you have a logical explanation for it? I'm just curious. I don't want to point fingers. I'm not being accusatory. We're all trying to do the right thing here and have a fair and honest election. We don't want to have these ill feelings about our government. You see, that's where the community effort rings true, because you can get face-to-face, in their face, and have a decent conversation, a civil conversation, and friendly. And hopefully, they will realize you mean well. That's the big part of the picture, is meaning well, walking in love, and doing those things that are honest and upright and moral. Because God knows, this country's got so much immorality going on right now. We need to be the shining beacons of light here. We're out of time for today. We will be back tomorrow with more of the Power Hour. In the meantime, Dave Krieger, it has been wonderful. Stay safe. Get out and vote. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.